This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
He's in. President Biden's making it official.
President Biden has formally announced he's seeking another term. 4 years ago to the day, he announced his successful bid.
We are in the battle for the soul of this nation.
This morning.
And we still are.
Healing that soul has been an elusive goal. In a three-minute video, the president asked for another 4 years to finish the job, betting on 2 years of progress and 50 years of Washington experience, outweighing concerns over an even bigger number, 86. That's how old he'd be at the end of a second term. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Jury selection is beginning today in a civil trial in New York in which former President Trump is accused of rape. The AP's Julie Walker.
Former Elle Magazine advice columnist E. Jean Carroll says a chance encounter with Donald Trump at a Manhattan department store in the mid-90s led to him raping her in the dressing room. Trump says she made up the claim to sell a memoir. The former president, who is running again, is not expected to show up for the trial. Julie Walker, New York.
Closing arguments continued today in a landmark trial for former Proud Boys extremist group leaders charged with plotting to violently stop the transfer of presidential power after the 2020 election. A lawyer for former Proud Boys National Chairman Enrique Tarrio will address jurors before they begin deliberating. A prosecutor told jurors on Monday the Proud Boys were ready for all-out war. Ukraine's President Zelensky is calling Russia a terrorist country that's doing everything it can to destroy Ukraine. This after a Russian missile hit a museum building in the Kharkiv region, killing two people. Moscow warning this morning that the world is likely on the verge of another world war, warning adversaries not to underestimate them. This is AP News. It's one of the world's most powerful companies, Apple. Now there's word of a court decision affecting Apple.
A court has ruled that Apple can maintain exclusive control over the distribution of its iPhone apps. An appeals court has rejected the latest effort to force Apple to dismantle its digital wall that protects its most valuable products. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with a lower court judge who ruled against Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite. Epic sued in 2021, alleging Apple had an illegal monopoly with its App Store. The appellate court, though, did cite some errors in the lower court's findings, which could be grounds for further appeal. Epic Games tried to offer Fortnite outside of the App Store to avoid paying developer fees, but Apple, citing security for its iPhone users, kicked them out. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.